Braves rookie Luis Gohara makes the start against the Nationals in D.C. He'd surrender a first-inning run, but not much after that.
The 1-2. Check swing on a slider down and in, and the home plate umpire rings him up. Dan Bellino says Zimmerman went without asking for an appeal. Kendrick cocking the bat. Gohara deals. And a swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider.
And the pitch to Max. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. And that now, 3-6-9, 11 in a row, set down by the left-handed rookie, 21-year-old Luis Gohara.
The set, no sign of the bunt, and it's ball four outside. He threw him a 3-1 changeup, and the bases are loaded. So Max Scherzer, for the second consecutive start, has walked three batters in an inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a shot into left, the base hit. Braves take the lead. Adams scores. Peterson is going to try to score. Kendrick's throw to the plate is not in time, and the other runners move up to second and third. Atlanta leads 4-2 on a two-run single for Dansby Swanson. Here's the pitch. Swinging a long drive to left. Going back, Kendrick looking up, and there it goes. A grand slam for Matt Kemp on the first pitch from Brandon Kinsler. It's 8-2 Atlanta. A six-run inning. Pitch to Kendrick, hit on the ground toward the middle. A sliding stop. Swanson pops up quickly to his feet, throws to first wide, but Freeman comes off the bag and slaps the tag down on Kendrick. Nice play by Swanson.
Dansby Swanson does it with the glove and the bat, and Atlanta wins 8-2. The Braves have now won four straight games and six of their last seven. Matt Kemp's grand slam was the seventh of his career, and Luis Gohara secures his first major league win. The Nationals fall for the third time in four games after things get away from them in the seventh inning. Here's the manager, Dusty Baker.
Well, it played out where, you know, the game plan was conferred with Max was to stretch him out some. And because he's on 6 days this next time out. So, that was a game plan. We wanted to take him out, but the game plan, you got to stick with the game plan. And, we were thinking long run versus, short run. And that's, you could see he lost his command. And even before that, we didn't play a very good ball game. We didn't really help Max out too much on defense. A couple times it led to runs. And it was an ugly night, period.
So is that Max saying, because he's missed some time, I want to get more work in? Is that Mike? Where did that plan?
Well, it's a combination. Yeah, it's a combination. Like I said, that was a game plan before the night started. I know it looked ugly. It looked ugly to you. It looked ugly to us and the fans and everybody else. But, if you have a game plan, then, you want to stick with as much as and as long as you can.
Yeah, it's at least warming up the first out of that.
Right.
What was the scenario where he would have come in?
Well, he would have come in for Freeman, and then, then we missed a cutoff man, and then we had to walk Freeman, and then we brought in Kinsler to try to get a double play because I think Kemp's hit into 24 double plays and just got a slider up out over the zone and made a mistake with the pitch.
It's characteristic to see Max walk multiple guys and kind of in a row like that.
Yeah.
You kind of just think he ran out of gas and
at that point. Yeah, he'd run out of gas, but like I said, our game plan, one to go get him, but our game plan was to stretch him out because I said he has 6 days rest this time. And so we were thinking long run and big picture, in case we get in that scenario in the playoffs.
Kelly looked okay to you tonight. It looked like something was up.
He slipped on that one pitch, but he's not the same Kelly right now. And so, he says he's fine, but he's just not coming out right.
Trey gets to 40 steals, and he's only played not even two-thirds of the season.
Right.
At this point, what does that tell you about his overall potential? He can do that in a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah. He was on pace to lead this league in stolen bases. And then he had that unforeseen, broken wrist. So, we all know that Trey's a player and that he's an impact player. And, when he's out there, we feel better and the pitcher and the other team feels worse.
Jason hit a couple balls fairly squarely.
Yeah.
Did you like what you saw from him in his first game back?
Yeah, for sure. And, he looked good. you know, and look real good. So hopefully, you know, he can just build on that and really start rolling here.
Max Scherzer looked good early on, but his final line is an ugly one. He allows 7 runs on 7 hits with 6 walks over 6-plus innings, and he throws 116 pitches.
With the postseason coming in play, you know you want to, you know, with an extra day coming up, I thought it would be a good idea that try to get me in the 110, 115, 120 pitch count range tonight. I thought that would help me, benefit me going forward and then looking into the postseason to, you know, pitch with some extra fatigue. And, you know, when I've done that, I mean, usually I've been able to do that in the past, but because of all the little, you know, injuries I've been dealing with, I haven't really been able to get past 100 pitches for quite a while. So I knew that was important for me going into the start tonight to try to get to that level. You know, and that's, you know, that's where I showed some rust tonight. You know, for the first 100 pitches, you know, I felt like I was executing pitches the way I wanted to. And then tonight, after pitch 100, you know, that's when kind of the wheels fell off and I was searching for everything. You know, sometimes that happens. You know, you can just learn from this. You know, I don't think anything's broken. My arm feels fine. You know, there's nothing wrong here. But this is why I needed to pitch that deep into the game, so that I can shake off some of this rust, so that, you know, later in the year here, I'm able to be strong all the way through, you know, 110 pitches.
So despite the results in that 7th, do you view kind of the overall nature of tonight as a positive, that you were able to go out there and throw that many pitches and tax yourself?
Yeah, my arm has been feeling so good. I feel so fresh right now. It's weird to be fresh in September. But, yeah, look, I'm never going to sit here and say it. I love going out and walking guys, even in the 7th inning. But, you know, look, I got something out of it. You know, I pushed my pitch count deep. You know, even though I wasn't throwing strikes and, you know, my off-speed pitches weren't sharp there in the 7th, I took a step forward of where I needed to be for the postseason. And that's all you can really ask for.
The Nationals will try to avoid the sweep to the Braves on Thursday when Tanner Roark makes the start.